of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Kolu are guests in Anthony Lowry's house on Nahia Island and are preparing to carry out Jim's plan to mix with the islanders in an attempt to gain information about the supposedly bogus Peter Stone. Jim and Kolu cleverly disguise themselves as a couple of islanders and, bidding Lil and Lowry goodbye, set off on their dangerous mission to spy in the camp of the bogus Peter Stone. As they set off along the beach, Kolu suddenly nudges Jim and whispers to him that they're being followed. With a quick encircling movement, Jim and Kolu rush up among the bushes and trap the mysterious person spying on them. Jim is very much surprised when it turns out to be none other than his romantic, moon-gazing companion, the vivacious Kitty St. John. She pleads with him to be allowed to accompany him on his trip, but he firmly refuses and orders her back to the house. When she refuses to go, Jim is finally forced to carry her back, put her in her room, and lock the door. He departs again with Kitty's outraged screams ringing in his ears. Unknown to Jim and Kolu, two other pairs of eyes are secretly watching them from a hiding place on the beach, and it turns out to be the sinister, bogus Peter Stone and his henchman, Big Tom. Jim and Kolu head down the beach.
I think Missy St. John not like you now, Tuan.
I don't suppose so, Kolu, but she'll get over it. When a grown-up person acts childish, it's sometimes necessary to treat them like children.
Mm.
And there's no better example than Kitty St. John.
Look, Tuan, up there on sand. Native fishermen hang out nets.
Yes, Kolu. And this might be a good place to stop and try and get acquainted. We'll stop up there and have a talk with those natives.
They look nice. Friendly, Tuan. See, they stop work. Look at us.
Sure. Come on, let's go up there, Kolu. And remember, you do the talking. Tell them we just got ashore today in the harbor. And walking around the island, we got lost. That'll open the conversation. Then ask them how fishing conditions are. You know, general conversation. Don't try to find out anything at first.
We understand, Tuan. First we make friends. Then we start to find out things.
That's the idea. Hey, but say, hey, look at those fellows. They seem to be walking away. Quick, Kolu, give them a call.
No answer, Tuan.
Not only won't answer, they won't even stop and pay any attention. That's strange. Most of these islanders are very courteous and hospitable to strangers.
Be more natives pulling in boat up there a little way.
Let's try them. Maybe they'll be a little more friendly. Funny to see the other fellows acting like that. Why, they appear to completely ignore us.
Maybe this man, Peter Stone, scare native. Tell them not have anything to do with strangers.
You may be right, Kolu. Or they may be some of Stone's crowd. Some of the natives he's won over to his cause. I wonder where this Peter Stone hangs out.
Not be good to meet him first, Tuan.
No, Kolu. I wasn't figuring on meeting him. I was just wondering if those fellows weren't heading off up there to tell him there were strangers around. Now, Kolu, we're close enough to those other natives. Suppose you hail them. They don't appear to have noticed us yet.
Baharat Nindalakar.
John. Just looked up. Gave us the once over lightly. Their boat out, hopped aboard, and left. That's twice in a very few minutes we've been given the go-by. Well, there must be something wrong somewhere. You suppose they catch on to my disguise so quickly, Kolu?
No, Tuan. You look like real native. It'd not be us. Natives act like they be afraid to talk to strangers.
Sure looks that way. Well, they won't even let us get close to them. Well, whatever it is, Kolu, I'll bet that phony Peter Stone is the cause of it. Looks as though we'll have to find some other method of approach.
Mm. Maybe we better go to town, find native quarter, see what we do there.
Yes, I guess you're right. It's pretty definite. These native fishermen don't want any part of us.
In the meantime, up at Lowry's house, Kitty's yelling has attracted the servants' attention, and they have unlocked the door. But instead of following Jim again, Kitty St. John has changed her tactics. She has written a letter and rang the bell for a native boy. As she paces the floor angrily, she mutters to herself,
"So, he'll treat me like a child, will he? Thank me. Oh, I'll show him. I'll get even with him. I'll show him whether I'm a child or not. Come in."
"You sent for boy, Missy St. John?"
"Yes, I did. Now, look here. Do you see this?"
"Yes. Dolly Bill, Missy St. John."
"Well, it's yours if you promise me to do as I tell you and keep quiet about it. Tell no one about it, but I want you to do."
"Me savvy, Missy St. John. Me be very quiet for Dolly Bill. No tell no one, no sure."
"All right. Now, do you know Peter Stone?"
"Yes, Missy. Me know him."
"And you know where he lives?"
"Sure. Me know how good."
"Here, then. Take this letter to him. But be sure he gets it personally. No one else, you understand? Peter Stone himself."
"Me savvy good, Missy St. John. Me take letter and Dolly Bill. Give letter to Mr. Peter Stone only. Keep Dolly Bill. Nobody get letter except Mr. Stone."
"Good. You're a smart boy. Here's your dollar, and here's the note. Now hurry, and be sure to wait for the answer and bring it to me. And be sure I'm alone before you give it to me."
"Yes, Mrs. St. John. Me savvy. Me do."
"All right, then. Hurry."
"Nice, Dolly Bill."
"Who is it?"
"Me. Lil, Mr. Vril."
Oh, come in, Mr. Vril."
"I hope I'm not intruding. But Tony was suggesting a few hands of bridge, and he detailed me to round up two more partners."
Oh, yes, I'd be so glad to. I had a bit of a headache. I just had one of the native boys bring me some water. You probably ran into him."
"Yes, I saw a boy going down the hall as I came up. Well, we can count on you?"
"Yes, certainly. Now, where did I put my aspirin? You run along and get a fourth, Mr. Vril. I'll find the aspirin and join you in a very few minutes."
"Okay, fine. We'll be in the library waiting for you. And if you don't find the aspirin, let me know. I think I have some. Headaches are very nasty things. See you in a few minutes."
"I wonder if that cat was prowling around spying on me. If she overheard... Oh, no. It's silly. She couldn't have."
Peter Stone, having waited for some time, hiding near the beach for Kitty St. John, returns to his house where he finds Big Tom waiting.
"Oh, pretty yellow-haired girl not come back, eh, boss?"
"Oh. I waited for almost an hour, but no luck."
"Ah, too bad, boss. She awful pretty girl. Smart, maybe, too. Could help you, too, eh, boss?"
"Yes, maybe. There's no hurry for a day or two. I'll find some way to meet her. Say, Big Tom, what are you doing here?"
"Hmm?
I thought I'd told you to follow those two fellows we saw on the beach."
"Sure, boss. I follow."
"Well, where'd they go? What happened?"
"They try to get friendly with fishermen."
"Yeah?"
"But they don't have luck there."
"Oh. So these natives are beginning to listen to it, huh?"
"Yeah, boss."
"Don't fool around and get friendly with strangers."
"No, sir. This big fellow from boat and Hindu-look fellow, they come up near fishermen, yell at them. Be friendly, like."
"Yeah?"
"But fishermen, they just pick up and leave, not talk. Vamoose."
"Good. And then where'd they go?
And they go over to native quarter. But I go over first.
Yes?
I tell Jose, run cafe, to keep good watch for us. Yes. You and me, boss. So I come back here to tell you.
Good, good. What's that? Go out and see what he wants.
Yeah, sure, boss. I find out. Hey, what do you want, boy?
Mr. Stoney. Is in yet?
Yeah, sure. What do you want?
I have letter for Mr. Stone.
Give to me. I give to him.
No. White ladies, they only give letter to Mr. Stone, nobody else.
Huh?
I only give letter to Mr. Stone.
Lady say? What lady?
Yellow hair lady, big house.
Yellow hair lady. Okay. You wait. Hey, boss, quick. What do you think?
Hey, what goes on here? What's up, big
Tom? Native boy, boss. Bring you letter from yellow haired girl in big house.
What? Well, where is it?
I have letter, Mr. Stone. Lady say I wait for answer.
Here, let me have that letter. Big Tom, look.
Yeah, boy.
Look, tell Miss St. John I meet her at place she say in letter.
So Kitty St. John is getting ready to ally herself with the bogus Peter Stone and tell him all the secrets of Anthony Lowry and Jungle Jim's plans to unmask the imposter and restore the real Peter Stone to his rightful place. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in. ¶¶